This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, if you were offered the chance to buy a stunning African artifact, apparently with the blessing of the UN, what would you do? Well, for many people, it's not obvious that the organisation never endorses or validates in any way the sale of cultural treasures from any country. In a warning to art lovers, the UN agency responsible for protecting endangered cultural heritage, UNESCO, has also said that increased pillaging of endangered World Heritage sites during the COVID-19 lockdowns will likely result in a glut of stolen artefacts appearing online. The development follows news of a new and sophisticated fraud ring that's been conning victims by using fake UNESCO permits. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Ernesto Otón Ramírez, Assistant Director General for Culture of UNESCO, explains how to avoid being taken in by this lucrative scam.
The fraud in the last weeks is about the use of the UNESCO name and logo to the permission to do legal transaction that should be authorized by UNESCO. But that's a fraudulent use, give the impression that we are authorizing some transaction.
So let's just make this clear. UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, is not authorizing the sale of African cultural treasures.
No. UNESCO does not issue certificates to guarantee sales. The only name or logo of UNESCO, it's a permission that must be obtained beforehand, and the application must be guaranteed by the government authorities.
You don't sell any cultural treasures. Let's get that straight.
No. UNESCO, what does UNESCO with the convention is to work with member states to ensure to change legislation and to work with Interpol and with the police and the magistrate to ensure that illicit trafficking is prosecuted and that we do our job with our member states to ensure that those illicit trafficking that came in many different ways doesn't continue to use, in this case, platforms to sell arts and cultural property that are taken from museum or looted in World Heritage sites.
So can you tell me what kind of things are being stolen?
There's artifacts, there is painters, there is ancient archaeological remains. And we saw a lot in the last 10 years that came from Iraq, Syria, and from the Middle East. But right now, it is coming more and more from Africa, in the north of Africa, in the Maghreb. And what is very important is that normally we have a mediation with museum that sometimes ask us to ensure the relationship with the member states. In this case, everything that we are seeing is using internet and the big platforms to sell these goods. That what is most important, they are selling objects that doesn't exist. So it's so constructed that the people that are receiving, because you have people that want to buy African art, they are showing them some object that doesn't exist, so that they are coming from communities, and you have people that are calling these consumers, ensuring them that they have all the guaranteed certificates and that they are using UNESCO's certificates.
So the way it works is that the fake sellers offer something, an artifact that doesn't exist, and they ask for money up front. So
yes,
people need to be very careful not to do that.
Please. And they are using the internet platforms to show objects that exist, but that are not to sale, that are in some communities in Africa. There are people that are calling supposedly from Africa, from the Museum X, telling that this property are guaranteed, that it's a sale, that they want to build schools and hospitals. So it's very, very, very remarkable how these people are constructing a whole network of illicit trafficking. And that's the first time that we see a so sophisticated mechanism.
So is it linked to criminal gangs who are also involved in wider illegal activities? Is that how these things work? Because it certainly sounds very well thought out.
Yes, but I cannot assure you if it's for other purpose. But what we know, because before we knew that illicit trafficking served to finance extremism, armed groups. It was done in Mali, archaeological sites were looted in the Gao region, in Timbuktu for ancient manuscripts stolen. But in this case, it's more like an organization that is built around some people, we don't know how many are involved, and their chief to engage more than, if I'm not wrong, 25 people that have been sending money to this organization, hoping to receive these artifacts that doesn't exist for the sale. So it's very impressive. There is a mastermind behind it, because it's people that know very well how it works. And there, what is important for us, and that's important to tell you, that we have received in the last 2 weeks the notice of two big platforms, Facebook and Instagram, who decided after more than 1 year of engaging with UNESCO and entire other organization, and right now they decided to put a banner that explained that all the illicit trafficking that is made by this platform will be persecuted. So we see that platforms are more and more conscious that this platform are being used for illegal transactions. So that's something that should help us also to prevent in next months, because what we received as information, we did a webinar on the 26th of June, was that there was an increasing illicit trafficking and looting in archaeological sites during this pandemic. So we will see in the next months a lot of illegal trafficking and illegal sales using the platforms.
So just let's go back to that. You're saying that COVID-19, the pandemic and movement restrictions have helped and facilitated the pilfering of cultural property from around the world, not just in Africa.
Not just in Africa. It has happened in Europe, in Middle East, in Africa, in Latin America. You have to understand that, for example, the archaeological sites of World Heritage sites with the confinement has less security. So right now we have seen, and we have the information, we don't have the statistic right now because it's Interpol who's doing it, but they have the proof that it has increasing in the last 3 months, but not the sales. So what we know is that there was all these looted objects, but we don't know how they proceed to sell it in this informal and this platform.
So what we are, need to be very, very careful.
Very careful, because in the next 5 months, normally it takes 3 or 4, 5 months to achieve, because they have to go through different countries to sell it. By internet, it's more easy.